The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Good morning and welcome to another hopefully exciting episode of Crossroads of Health for all of you, where common sense and good science intersect. It's always real and it's always unscripted. And I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And so this week, some of you might think we're focusing back on the women. We're going to be talking about collagen, hair, skin, and nails. But actually, even you men out there, I know you have hair, you have skin, and you have nails. So it's actually going to be for men and for women. But we are going to be focusing on those three different aspects of the exterior. Right, Melody?
Yes, indeed. Actually, you know, that's the funny thing because, you know, I'm an esthetician, for those of you who've been listening in, and I love this product because it's addressing hair, skin, and nail issues from the inside out. You know, you got to start on the inside to make sure everything on the outside is healthy. And then, of course, there's things topically that you should be doing to maintain the health of your hair, skin, and nails. But, you know, I think the thing is that women, we are culturally so used to taking care of our hair, our skin, our nails. We're into products. We're into all sorts of things. And now men are sort of starting to come over to that side. But, you know, it's a common thing to talk about male hair loss. It's not a common thing to talk about female hair loss. So I kind of think this is really going on both sides. I think it's a great product for both men and women.
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, nails and nails, I think more women. But you're right, men are focused a little bit more on, I know construction guys that use moisturizers because they're in, you know, like a tile guy used to know, he'd be in tile mud all day long and then his fingers would dry out. So he used moisturizers. And so I do think it's moving on in the men's side too. So certainly baldness is more of a men's issue.
And my husband works at a machine shop. So I kind of have to attack him with moisturizer because his hands just get thrashed working with the stuff that he works with. So, but you know, every single week we are here to bring you the latest in natural breakthroughs to help maximize your wellness. We've got a lot of great stuff to talk about today. Rick, I know we've got some really good talking points today that tie into hair, skin, and nail health.
Yes, we do. And actually, before we get into all that, I forgot to mention, I want to just reiterate about our website and ways we can communicate with all of you. So the company that we have here is called Ultra Laboratories. Ultra Laboratories has many different brands that we have in Whole Foods, Sprouts, a lot of different health food stores around Southern California, and actually all across the United States and even beyond the United States. But our website is www.ultralaboratories.com. You can go there and see all of our products. And if you're interested in ever purchasing any of these, there is a Where to Buy tab in the upper right-hand corner. You can click there. And we have our web affiliate, shopnaturalproducts.com, which carries all of our products. And so you can get them there every day at below the manufacturer's suggested retail price. And then every week we offer you a coupon code where products that we're highlighting can be obtained at an additional 25% below that already 20% discounted price. So bottom line is we want you to have accessibility to our products. So we try and provide as many different ways as we can. Some people want to go to health food stores. Some want to go to the internet. Whatever you want, we're just here to serve you and to help you the best way we can. And then also, you can communicate with us via telephone and Facebook and through emailing us. And I'm going to let Melody tell you a little bit more about that.
Our main hub is our Crossroads of Health radio.com website. That is where you can read information about Rick and I, or you can look at the archives. or if you just want to listen to some of the good information that we've given in previous shows, they're all pretty topical and it's pretty easy to navigate through the archives to sort of pick a topic of interest to you. The Facebook website is facebook.com/Ultralab. So it's short for Ultra Laboratories. We've actually had a lot of people getting on there and liking what we're posting, which is very cool. But, you know, we love getting your feedback. So I know this last week I was asking our listeners, what do you want to hear about on Crossroads of Health? So feel free to log on after the show and let us know, what do you want to hear about? Because we really like talking to you guys about stuff that has a real good impact on your life. And then questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net, not .com. You can email us any questions that you have there. We will get through as many of those as we possibly can and answer as many as we can on the radio as well. And then the number to call us at is 424-703-4150. And you can leave us a message there at 424-703-4150. It's not an 800 number, but I know a lot of people are working with cell phones, so usually you get, you know, free long distance within the U.S.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, so those are just some points that we want to get across every show, where you can get the products, information. We're here to answer your questions. So if you don't get your questions answered on the radio, please feel free to call us or email us. And we want to, just like I said, we want to serve you the best way we can. And the best way I feel we can do that is to provide the best information to you. And anyway, with that, Melody mentioned every week we have our talking points. We're talking about different things we might have been reading that week or things we've come across, things Dr. Stengler might have brought to our attention. So this week, actually my talking point, I was going to talk specifically about hair loss. And this is some information that Dr. Stengler has brought to our attention. And I just want to raise the awareness about hair loss and some of the issues involved with hair loss. And so primarily genetics and hormones determine the most common reasons for hair loss. Male pattern baldness is characterized by a receding hairline and loss of hair, especially on the crown of the head, which I'm actually well aware of. By the age of 40, two-thirds of Caucasian men are noticeably bald. Female pattern baldness, on the other hand, is characterized by a general thinning of the hair all over the head and moderate loss of hair on the crown or the hairline. It also occurs between the ages of 30 and 40 and often becomes more apparent during and after menopause. About 50% of children with a balding parent or either sex will inherit the dominant baldness gene, which is really unfortunate for any children that have balding fathers or mothers with thin hair. My mom had thin hair, so it's very unfortunate.
Same in my family.
And my dad had a big bald spot. My dad actually used to do the comb over thing, you know, and he Grecian formula and the big comb
Ooh.
Over. And yeah. So
oh, I, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty, pretty hot. Yeah.
I bet your mom couldn't resist.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So anyway, so now besides age and genetics, the main culprit in balding appears to be an overabundance or overactivity of the male hormone dihydrotestosterone, or DHT, within the hair follicle. DHT is a derivative of testosterone and is driven by an enzyme called 5-alpha reductase. We mentioned this last week when we were talking actually about prostate stuff. It is produced in the prostate, the adrenal glands, and the scalp. The activity of this enzyme tends to increase as people, especially men, age. It also causes the hair follicle to degrade, and it shortens the growth phase. Some follicles die, but most shrink and produce weaker hairs that become thinner, many to the point where they fall out from daily activities. Another important hormone is progesterone. Menopausal women commonly find improvement with the use of natural progesterone for excessive hair loss, and that's differentiating itself from unnatural progesterone. We've talked about that, making sure when you do hormone replacement that you're using natural hormones. It's common for women who are going through menopause to experience hair loss and thinning. This is due to fluctuating changes in many of their hormones. As mentioned, natural hormone balancing protocols administered by a knowledgeable doctor can reverse hair loss. Also, low levels of thyroid hormone can result in hair loss in women and men of all ages. So if you're low thyroid, hypothyroid, you can have a problem. It can also include thinning of the eyebrows. But on the other hand, hyperthyroidism or overactive thyroid can also cause hair loss. So you kind of have a problem on both sides. So you got low thyroid, you can have hair loss. You got hyperthyroid, you can have hair loss. So the bottom line is keeping the hormones in balance is really key. And that's not always easy to do on our own. And that's why I personally have Dr. Senga run our blood work once a year. But that's, of course, your individual choice. But having balanced hormones is really, really crucial. And avoiding meats that are shot full of estrogens, insecticides, pesticides, those things can all be problematic. So you really want to try and eat the cleanest type of foods that we can. And that certainly does help to keep those hormones in balance. So those are just a few things regarding hair loss, just for your information.
That's all really good information. You know, and I was going to say, when you're talking about how your dad did the comb over,
yes.
I just want to make this statement to all of you men out there. You guys care a lot more about your hair loss than us ladies do. And I can tell you that bald can be really hot for some women. And I will say this, you know, my sister from another Mr. Nicole, I know she listens in. She loves her some Bruce Willis. And I know there's a lot of ladies out there who do, or Vin Diesel or any of these guys that are bald. So you know what? We've got some great natural products to help support healthy hair here. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about what baldness drugs can possibly do to you men out there as well when we come back from the break. But, you know, just keep in mind that, you know what, sometimes just go with it. Buzz it off. Don't comb it over, because some of these ladies out here really love it.
I got to tell you, our broker in Arizona, he's bald, and he's actually almost 70 years old. And you look at him, and he's really fit.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and I was like, wow, 70? And he could be in his 50s. But, you know, you shave that hair off, and man, it can make a big change in your life. So shave like 10 years off your life with the hair. You know?
I know exactly who you're talking about, and I wouldn't believe it unless you had just said that. So.
Exactly. Well, we're out of time, so we'll be right back.
Are you feeling exhausted, irritable, and finding it harder to deal with everyday stress? The symptoms you've been noticing probably aren't all in your head. They may be connected to your adrenal glands. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating the stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories Adrenal Health can also be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
Thyroid issues are becoming very common for people these days, and the prevalence may increase with age. When the thyroid isn't working properly, it can cause some real problems in our day-to-day life. The thyroid gland is responsible for energy production in the body and regulating metabolism. It maintains body temperature, influences immune health, hormone balance, and affects your mood and emotions. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories is a superior thyroid gland support formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients such as New Zealand bovine glandular powder, ashwagandha, selenium, and rosemary extract. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories naturally supports the body's thyroid activity and helps maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. You can also find Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with my co-host, Melody Martirana. And before the break, we are going over our talking points, the latest information that Melody and I come across from week to week. And I got through mine, but I talked so long, I didn't give Melody a chance to get through hers. So, Melody, why don't you go over your talking point?
All right. So this is a very, very interesting article, and it talks about how a very common baldness drug risks men's sexual health. So men, this doesn't just affect you. This affects your ladies too. So again, Yep, the comb over affects us. And so do these baldness drugs here.
Yeah, it affected me too, as it affects your children too, because you have to deal with your father doing the comb over. But anyway.
All right. So men could be risking, this is what the article says, men could be risking their sexual health by taking the common anti-baldness drug finasteride. Experts say that the drug can cause serious side effects and isn't adequately labeled. The manufacturer of the drug mentions problems on its website, such as difficulty achieving an erection, but also says that the problems will go away for men who stop taking the drug. However, many doctors say that complete impotence is not unusual, even among men who have stopped taking the drug. According to BBC News, the manufacturer says they continually monitor its safety and have recently changed the labeling after reports of sexual side effects continuing after people had stopped taking the drug. They also claim those cases could be caused by something other than finasteride itself. Now, it shows here, finasteride has been heavily promoted directly to American men in TV commercials and male-oriented magazines. Its promise is an alluring one, helping make hair loss history. Finasteride claims that 9 out of 10 men with mild to moderate male pattern hair loss on the top or middle front of their head will experience visible results. The drug works by reducing DHT, the most potent male hormone that is linked to shrinking hair, by blocking the enzyme 5-alpha reductase. Rick was just talking about that. But behind the images of impressive results showing men's baldness practically disappearing is a disturbing side effect that is barely talked about despite the drug's popularity: impotence. Finasteride may destroy your sex life. BBC News followed one story of a 26-year-old, that's really young, who took finasteride for male pattern baldness. He stopped taking the drug when he noticed a decreased interest in sex, then a few weeks later became impotent. Even after 6 months of testosterone therapy, his sexual health had not been restored, and his physician suggested a penile implant as a solution. The drug's website lists sexual side effects as a possibility, but downplays their severity, stating, "A small number of men had sexual side effects, with each occurring in less than 2% of men. These include less desire for sex, difficulty in achieving an erection, and a decrease in the amount of semen. These side effects went away in men who stopped taking finasteride because of them." However, many men found that the sexual side effects do not go away once the drug is stopped. The problem is so common that there's actually a website formed for men with persistent sexual, mental, and physical side effects that have continued despite their having stopped taking the drug. So post-finasteride syndrome is more common than previously recognized. There's currently over 1,000 members on the website, many of whom believe they suffer from post-finasteride syndrome, a condition of permanent sexual, mental, and physical side effects that do not resolve after quitting the drug, and most are often accompanied by an acquired form of secondary hypogonadism, and that's when the sex gland produces little or no hormones. So for men taking finasteride, it may very well lead to permanent damage to your sexual health, and no one knows who will be impacted, whether or not it will be permanent or why. And as for women, this is very interesting. The drug can also have a devastating effect on a developing baby's sex organ, so much so that the drug's maker warns women who are or may become pregnant not to even handle broken tablets. It says on that site, women who are or may potentially be pregnant must not use finasteride and should not handle crushed or broken tablets because the active ingredient may cause abnormalities of a male baby's sex organs. So kind of scary stuff.
Yeah, you know, this really goes right to the heart of why we're here on the radio, in a sense, is drugs versus natural solutions. I mean, there are, for reducing the activity of the 5-alpha reductase, the enzyme that converts the testosterone to the DHT, that's the object here. They're saying, okay, finasteride reduces the DHT level by reducing the activity of the 5-alpha reductase. There are really good natural solutions of things that reduce the 5-alpha reductase with no side effects. So it's like, if you have something natural, why would you take a drug with all those nasty side effects? And that is largely the issue. When you take drugs, there are side effects because they are not natural molecules. Your body has to detoxify them, and almost exclusively, there are side effects with drugs. Pick up a physician's desk reference or a PDR, look at the side effects of the drugs that are out there, and you'll see. And so my perspective is not that you would never take a drug, but you would be very, very judicious about doing your research and only taking them when there's absolutely no other alternative.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And, you know, again, that's what we're here for. We really want to try and help give you guys good information so that you can at least go to a natural solution first and not have to worry about all those nasty side effects. So now, Rick, we've got a getting to know you that definitely ties in with the topic at hand.
Yes, and we do.
So the special word today to go ahead and get a discount on Shop Natural
Products. You guys
want to
guess? Wait, what do they say? Wait for it.
Okay.
Go, Mel.
Bald.
B-A-L-D.
So that's going to be the code that you'll put in shopnaturalproducts.com, and we will announce which products will be applicable to bald at the end of the show. But, you know, unfortunately, Rick and I both have a family history of hair loss that has impact us in some way. So
yes.
Go ahead and guess, if you will, who had a family member inform them of their thinning hair and who had a stylist inform them that their hair was thin. So you can guess which one's which, but that's right. I faced this too.
Yes, exactly. So you male and female, but yeah, we've both had our sad experiences with some sort of hair loss or thinning hair. So we'll let you know more about that
wah,
at the end.
Wah, wah.
Yeah,
yes. But you know, again, this is a product that's very near and dear to our hearts because we definitely know how all of you out there are feeling when it comes to issues with hair loss and all that good stuff. So Rick, we've got a great product to talk about this week. It is the Emerald Laboratories Collagen Hair, Skin, and Nails. This is another one of these great formulas by Dr. Mark Stengler.
Yes, yes. Stengler.
Stengler. He would love that. So he's right down there in the Encinitas area where a lot of you are listening from. So he's a phenomenal doctor. And this is the same formula that he gives to his patients. So we have a lot to talk about with collagen hair, skin, and nails. You want to get us started, Rick?
Sure. Anyway, this product, again, Emerald Laboratories products are all raw whole food-based formulas, which means that they have metabolic enzymes in this raw whole food base. They have digestive enzymes. They have probiotics. And one of the things that I'm going to start off talking about is biotin. And I know this isn't usually the top thing we talk about, but it just comes to my mind because biotin is one of those very, very few B vitamins that's actually produced in the body naturally. Things like pantothenic acid, biotin, vitamin D from sunshine, you know, sunshine vitamin, are all produced in the body. However, when your gut ecology has problems, usually stemming from some sort of antibiotic or too much sugar, but antibiotics are certainly very destructive to the good bacteria in the bowels, then you have a problem because the biotin cannot be adequately produced when you have a poor gut ecology. In fact, I've had friends through the years, women particularly, that have said, I take an antibiotic and then my hair starts falling out. It's like, well, when you take an antibiotic, you effectively destroy a large portion of the good bacteria in your gut. And then that gives rise to things like yeast infections, other pathogens, and, you know, problems, opportunistic organisms. And so that biotin cannot be adequately produced. And then I would give women these probiotics and all of a sudden say, oh, my hair stopped falling out. I said, well, that's because you're re-inoculating the gut with the good bacteria. So this raw whole food base has therapeutic dosages of both the Acidophilus and B. bifidum, which is really key to having a healthy gut ecology. So that goes right to the heart of the biotin activity, it being produced. I mean, certainly it's good to supplement with biotin beyond that which is naturally produced. But when you destroy that gut ecology, there is a price to pay.
Well, and you know, with the biotin, there was actually a 6-month Swiss study that found that biotin supplementation could increase nail plate thickness in participants by 25%. That's pretty impressive. So it's the hair, it's the nails. It's good for all of that.
Right, absolutely. Well, one of the big ingredients in this formula, which honestly is not in some of the hair, skin, and nail formulas out there, and it's interesting, there's a tie-in from last week with talking about prostate stuff, and this week with hair, skin, and nails. And you might ask, why? Because prostate formulas almost always have saw palmetto extract. Saw palmetto extract and actually beta-cytosterol, both are very, very helpful for hair-related issues. In fact, there was a study in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine reporting that a product containing saw palmetto and a plant compound called beta-cytosterol, also found in saw palmetto and other plants, may increase hair growth in men. This study included 19 men between the ages of 23 and 64 who had mild to moderate hair loss. They were given either a placebo or a supplement containing 400 milligrams of a standardized extract of saw palmetto and 100 milligrams of beta-cytosterol per day. after about 5 months, hair growth in 60% of the men taking the herbal combination had improved compared with their initial evaluation. Only 11% of those receiving the placebo had any improvement. So that's a 49% positive result with saw palmetto and beta cytosterol, which of course are in our collagen, hair, skin, and nails formula. So I know Melody might have some more information on those. I don't know if you do, but that's one study that was really interesting regarding the saw palmetto and the beta cytosterol both.
Yes, and again, they do both block the DHT, which is the hormone associated with hair loss. Now, another thing, which is just a total side note to this, is that, you know, a lot of people start noticing that they start having hair loss issues too when they work out a lot at the gym. When you work out at the gym, one of the easiest little things you can do is when you get home, take a shower. Don't skip washing your hair. Even you guys out there, if you have short hair, make sure you wash your hair. Cleanse the DHT away from your scalp because you actually get a DHT buildup when you start working out and stuff. So it's, yeah, it's important for men and women, you know, get to the gym. Don't come home and leave your hair funky. Make sure that you're washing it.
Huh. That's great. And for those of you that might've missed it earlier, Melody is a licensed esthetician. And so she's very knowledgeable in these areas. So, she may end up talking more than me today. I don't know. But anyway, we got to go for now, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free. Be Healthy by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Or to learn more, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think. Thanks to doctor-formulated joint health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and Opti MSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints. Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com to receive 25% off the lines offered by Ultra Laboratories by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
This week's coupon code is BALD, B-A-L-D, BALD.
The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with my co-host, Melody Martirana, and we have been talking about hair, skin, and nails, all those external beauty issues. But the thing that people often don't think about, people use all kinds of moisturizers and shampoos and conditioners and all kinds of stuff, but it starts on the inside. And so we're talking about Emerald Laboratories hair, skin, and nails, collagen hair, skin, and nails formula. But anyway, if you are just tuning in, you can always check us out on crossroadsofhealthradio.com crossroadsofhealthradio.com. And there you can connect to shopnaturalproducts.com, our affiliate website that carries all our products. You can connect to ultralaboratories.com, where you can get a lot of information about our products. And there's all the archive radio shows there, all kinds of cool stuff. And if you do go to Shop Natural and you want to get these products, they have our products at every day 10% below the suggested retail price. And then the products we're highlighting during the week, they always have an additional discount of at least 25% off. So you can get those if you type in the code that we'll give you at the end of the show. And Melody, being a licensed esthetician, is going to talk about this a little bit more, and I'll chime in where it's appropriate. So Melody, what else do we need to talk about with the collagen, hair, skin, and nails?
Well, there's some really exciting ingredients in here. You know, you're getting in here both type 1 and type 3 collagen. Those are both very beneficial for healthy hair, nails, and skin. Specifically, type 3 collagen is the type of collagen that is associated with youthful, supple, thick, elastic skin. So think about the difference in, you know, a baby skin versus somebody who is older in their years. As you age, every single year that we age, our collagen production slows down. And so by the time you get into your older, mature age, our skin tends to become more crepey and thin. And, you know, you can see the veins. And if you pinch your skin, it kind of stays up like crepey paper. But what collagen type 3 specifically does is it actually is the collagen that is more associated with the suppleness and thickness and elasticity. When you know, everybody wants to pinch a baby's cheeks. And when you pinch a baby's cheeks, it bounces right back. It's because they have incredible collagen production.
Right. That's, I remember a guy that used to work here. He said it's the difference between the skin sort of sitting on the cheeks or sort of hanging off the cheeks. You know,
Indeed, it is.
And we all want that nice skin. And you know, we're all going to age, and we're all going to have skin that becomes, you know, thin and sags a little bit more. But if we can slow that down, that certainly is the object. And there are things that can be done externally, which we're going to be talking about more next week with coconut oil and different types of products, specifically coconut oil. But there are great moisturizers out there and things that can stimulate collagen. But you've got to do it from the inside too. Doing it just externally is not adequate. You need to have the internal also. So that type 1 and type 3 collagen is really, really, really important. So what else do we have in here, Melody?
Well, we've also got Opti MSM in there, and MSM is phenomenal because it's also a natural collagen builder. The other great thing about MSM too is that it helps your body detoxify. So, you know, there's a couple of issues that cause acneic conditions in people. And I, you know, want to address the men out there too again, specifically young men. If we've got any young men out there listening, I really want to hopefully make you feel a little bit better if you're having skin problems right now.
Oh, yes, this is important. Yes, the skin problems.
So when, you know, one of the things that you find when you're practicing as an esthetician, I remember specifically when I was in school, this mom brought her son in, and he was, you know, he was a teen, and he looked mortified to be there, number one, because, you know, I'm sure he was probably thinking, oh, this is a chick thing. My mom's making me come here, you know. But, you know, the thing is that men, you guys have it a lot harder than we do, especially in those teenage years when your testosterone's rolling and ramping up, because testosterone really does affect acneic conditions. So, you know, again, all of these things sort of start from the inside out. And a lot of teenagers tend to eat a lot of junk food. They don't tend to follow really good eating habits.
I never did that.
Oh, I'm sure you didn't. Mr. Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah,
that's a reference to an earlier show for those of you that have been listening from the beginning.
I've since reformed.
Yes, yes. Actually, you really have. You're probably one of the best, most disciplined eaters that I know. But, you know, when you're taking in the wrong kinds of foods, that compounds it. You know, they talk about, you know, what you are, what you eat. So if you are taking in foods that have a lot of toxins in them, or that your body has a hard time processing, it is going to start showing on your face. There's something that we also do as estheticians, it's called face mapping. And there's places on the face where you can see that breakouts occur specifically because of things that you're doing with dietary issues. So there's a little triangle that sits between your eyebrows, and that is called the wine and dine section. If you're drinking too much alcohol, if you're eating the wrong kinds of food, that's where you're going to break out, is right in the wine and dine section, this little triangle between your eyebrows.
I'm getting a good visual. Melody's doing the triangle.
Can't you all see it?
Yeah. It goes from the point of the triangles on her nose, and then it goes out to each eyebrow. and up higher, and then the straight line goes across. That's where the triangle is.
Yes,
but
indeed.
Anyway, but yeah, that's interesting. You know, I never knew that.
Yeah, so that's the wine and dine section. That's what you're taking internally that's affecting you externally. MSM is great at helping the body to detoxify because there is evidence showing that it actually helps to make cellular membranes more permeable, which helps toxins to get out. It helps nutrients to get in. So just taking MSM on a regular basis, the other nutrients that you're taking, you're going to get better absorption, but you're also going to help your body to get rid of the junk that's in your system. And then there's, you know, there's this big array of B vitamins in here too.
Before you go there, I want to mention something about the MSM. The Opti MSM, this is a special form of MSM because this is a clinical formula that Dr. Singer uses in his clinic. This is a distilled form of MSM. You can get two different forms. You can get a crystallized form or a distilled form. We sell both. They're both great forms, but the distilled is a very therapeutic, and I'm not therapy, it's a clinical type process, and that's what Dr. Singer wanted. You know, he wants the best for everything for his clinic, but we use that one in this formula. But the MSM, I personally take about 5,000 milligrams of MSM a day, and for, well, I just think about you ladies, but nails, if you want healthy, mm-hmm. strong, fast growing nails, take MSM. I mean, you could take 1,000, 2,000 milligrams a day. They've done toxicity studies on MSM where people took, like, I don't know, you know, 80 grams, 80,000 milligrams a yep. day, and there's no problem, you know. So it's not one of those things that has any toxicity associated with it, but it's very, very helpful for the nails and also for the hair. So it's something that you really should look at. You could certainly go beyond the 750 milligrams in this formula if you wanted to.
You know, and you're right. I totally almost skipped over that because MSM is a natural form of sulfur, and sulfur is one of the most dominant naturally occurring elements in your hair, skin, and nails. That's primarily where you're going to find it in your body.
Right.
So, yeah. So when you start taking MSM on a regular basis, you'll already notice that your hair grows better, your nails are stronger, your skin will be healthier because your body will be more detoxified. And my understanding is that MSM actually has the same toxicity level as water. So that's what I've seen in research. So, so very, very non-toxic and very, very helpful.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's not to be confused either, too, with sulfa or sulfides. A lot of times people get really concerned when they're like, oh, it's organic sulfur. I can't take sulfa or sulfites. It's completely different. Sulfur naturally occurs in your body. You can't be allergic to sulfur or you'd be dead because it's a naturally occurring part of your body. However, when it does get converted into sulfa or sulfides, that's when a lot of people have problems with it.
Now, before we get into B vitamins, I want to mention one study that Dr. Singer had also on the silicone or silica in this formula. It's silicone in this formula. But there was a study done in the Archives for Dermatological Research involving 48 women with fine hair and a supplementation of 10 milligrams of silicone a day for 20 weeks. The silicone had the effects of offering better hair thickness, better hair tensile strength, and elasticity. So that's something you also may not find in formulas very often, but we just put 2 milligrams in here because we didn't want to put too much in there. But the study was at 10, but Dr. Singer, in his clinical experience, found that 2 works just fine for him. So you don't want to go overboard on the silicone. But anyway, that's very helpful. And some of these things you just don't find in hair, skin, and nail formulas because the other companies out there, they don't have a doctor like Dr. Singer that has clinical data and follows the research so closely. So you'll usually see type 1, type 3 collagen. You usually see MSM. You might see some salt palmetto, but you will not find the comprehensive formula that you find here.
I totally agree. I mean, you know, like I said, when we were coming out this, I was like drooling over it. Oh, I'm so excited about this because, you know, again, it's something I'm so passionate about. You know, when we go into the B vitamins, there's a lot to talk about with the Bs because you're getting a great array of B vitamins. You're getting the B1, you're getting coenzymated B2 in its R5P form. You're getting B3, coenzymated B6 in its P5P form, methylated vitamin B12, and then coenzymated folic acid. And there's a lot to talk about here. The amounts that are in this formula are definitely phenomenal support nutrients because the B vitamins help support your body when you're dealing with stress. We talk about them being the energy vitamins, the happy vitamins. Stress plays a major role also in the appearance of your hair, skin, and nails. People who experience stress can experience hair loss. They can experience, you know, their skin doesn't look as healthy. Their nails can become more brittle. And another thing is that stress also causes the skin to break out. Typically, when people are breaking out because of stress, they'll find it along the jawline. Another little interesting thing about breakouts for you women out there is that if you are somebody who breaks out when it is a hormonal time of the month, you'll find that right around your chin area, if you break out on one side, that's the side you're ovulating on. If you break out on the other side, that's the side you're ovulating on. So we actually tend to get little breakouts depending on which side our body is ovulating on too. So,
wow, Melody, you're just a wealth of information. I had no idea about those things. So next time I find out which side, if Julie breaks out, she doesn't break out very often, but I'll be like, oh, I see which side you're ovulating on.
You're
today.
Ovulating on your right side,
yeah,
babe.
Exactly.
Look at that. She'll be like, wow, hun, you're really tuned in.
You know, things I say, I've been talking to Melody. That's right.
But there's a lot to talk about with these B vitamins, and I know we're almost out of time again in this segment.
Right. Well, we'll see what we can get through in the next segment. We're going to talk about a couple ancillary products that we have also. And so just give us a few minutes, and we'll be right back.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it is also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes that help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common sensitivities. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw whole food based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep, but unfortunately many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients. To learn more about Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. And as you might have figured out, we are always real and always unscripted. It's not perfectly polished all the time, but that's what we like to do. We like you to just see the real Melody and the real Rick. So anyway, I'm here with my co-host, Melody Martirana. She is a licensed esthetician, so I'm going to give it back to her to talk more about the collagen, hair, skin, and nails. Melody?
Well, right before the break, we were talking about the B vitamins, and I just wanted to finish that little piece of it because, you know, the coenzymated folic acid, that is really important. It's really important that you're seeing that form of folic acid because it's an unusual form of folic acid to find in almost any formula available anywhere in health food stores. But there is a study that shows that over 46% of Americans are not able to properly absorb and process folic acid if it's not in this coenzymated form. So, you know, again, we're using absorbable forms of these nutrients. And then there's a couple of other in nutrients that are also included in this formula.
Let me just say, I'm sorry, I got to interject here. There are no other hair, skin, and nails formulas that use the coenzymated form of folic acid.
No.
I want to mention that. And there are no other multis that use this. We use only this form in all of our formulas. We don't use any form of folic acid except for the L5-methyl tetrahydrofolate form. It is very, very expensive, to the tune of about $30,000 a kilo. We use it because that is what Dr. Stinga requires for his clinic because of that, you know, that genetic defect that many people have.
Yeah. And again, you know, we're going to talk a lot more in a lot more detail again about these B vitamins in coming shows because we have so many products it's included in. But, you know, even though these nutrient forms are as expensive as they are, it's not going to hit your wallet that way. You know, we try to be really conscious of the pricing so that you can take these products consistently. But, you know, you're going to get all these great forms of nutrients in here. We've also got copper and zinc in here, but we're using the Albion chelated forms of these nutrients. That's, again, something else that's very unusual. When you find the minerals in the Emerald Laboratories condition-specific line, we're using the Albion forms of these minerals because Albion has done most of the studies on mineral absorption. Typically, minerals are very hard for the body to absorb. Albion is considered to be the gold standard. Again, it's a more expensive form of mineral, but we and Dr. Stengler feel that if you're going to take a product, you need to be able to absorb it. Copper is really important because it helps with hemoglobin production, which carries oxygen to the hair follicles. It helps with collagen synthesis. Zinc is really important for cell production, tissue growth and repair, maintenance of the oil glands in your scalp, protein synthesis, collagen production, and elasticity. So, you know, again, Dr. Stengler really put a lot of thought into the nutrients that are going to really help to support healthy hair, nails, and skin.
Right. And just going back for a minute on these more expensive raw materials, what's so sort of comical about this is when you're dealing with micrograms with folic acid or milligrams, it's really pennies. It's in these companies, I just think it's penny wise, pound foolish. I mean, we want an effective formula. And for the few extra pennies that it costs to put in the better ingredient, or even if it's 10 cents more or 15 cents more, it's the difference between a product being truly effective and just having something that is not going to be nearly as effective. So anyway, I understand Millie's point. We don't want you to be concerned if it's something that's $30,000 a kilo, but it's in such a small microgram amount. It's not a significant impact on the costing level. So,
and micrograms are the effective amounts of these nutrients. So yeah, I mean, you're right, Rick. It is ridiculous. It is, you know, penny wise, pound foolish.
Well, if people think about it, there's a million milligrams in a kilo, and then there's, well, I guess a billion milligrams or micrograms. And so when you think about that, it's a very small amount, but still, folic acid, biotin, they're always given in microgram amounts. You have 300 micrograms of biotin, you have 50 micrograms of folic. Those are the therapeutic dosing levels outlined in the research. So anyway.
And Rick, I know you wanted to talk a little bit more too about the sea buckthorn juice powder that's in here. This is something that we also offer alone in the Fruitrans line. So it's also something we're going to talk a little bit more about.
Yes, absolutely. We use a sea buckthorn juice powder. And for those of you that are familiar with sea buckthorn, a lot of companies have sea buckthorn in a soft gel, in an oil form, because it's a rich source of omega-7s. And that's good, that the omega-7s are beneficial. But our position on the sea buckthorn juice powder is these types of, you know, botanical ingredients. There are hundreds of different active constituents in these botanicals. And we don't want to isolate just one like omega-7s. We want to give you the full spectrum juice powder. So it contains the omega-7s, but it contains all those other active constituents found in sea buckthorn. Because the truth is, there really is not a lot of human clinical data currently available on sea buckthorn. So we just want to give you the full spectrum powder as God created it in nature. So you get all of that. To isolate one active where there really isn't adequate human clinical research, we feel that's an oversight. Now, when you look at things like, let's say, ginkgo biloba extract standardized on ginkgo flavonoglycosides or terpene lactones, there's tons of European research on those particular active constituents. But with sea buckthorn, we don't have the research, so we want to give you the full spectrum juice powder, and that's what we give you in this formula.
And then, Rick, I know you wanted to quickly touch on the omega-3 fish oil that is available in the Ultra Botanicals line, because omega-3 is really great for healthy skin.
Yes, that's right. The omega-3s can be very helpful. Now, this formula does not have the omega-3s in it because that would be more of a secondary or even tertiary priority on the list. But we want to mention it because it can be helpful. Fish oil has been shown to be helpful with certain people with psoriatic conditions, dry skin, chronic dry skin. Fish oil can be really helpful with that. So it's just something to keep in mind. We do sell fish oil in the Ultra Botanicals line, which is one of the products we are going to have on special today. Certainly fish oil deals with inflammatory response and joint issues, lubricating the joints, all kinds of things. But I just want to mention that psoriatic aspect or dry skin. So
with that, let's get right into the getting to know you. The code this week is BALD, B-A-L-D.
Oh, and, that's so funny.
And if you log on to shopnaturalproducts.com after the show, that's shopnaturalproducts.com, the three products that we're going to be featuring at an additional 25% off of their already discount price is the collagen hair, skin, and nails in the Emerald Laboratories line, the sea buckthorn in the Frutrients line, and the Ultra Botanicals Omega-3 fish oil. So, Rick, in regards to balding, which one of us had a family member rudely point out that we were balding, and which one of us had a stylist do it?
Yeah, my child, when she was, she was probably, she's eight, almost, and she's probably like six. Can't believe that, out of the mouths of babes. But anyway, for years, my wife had told me, she goes, oh, your hair's thinning on the crown of my head. And I'm like, oh, no, it's not. But I have my brother who works in the company here, and he's always been the one that has the receding hairline since he was 16. He has really thin hair. In fact, when we were a kid, one time he saw this hair in the sink, and he goes, it looks like a cable in there. He goes, that must be Rick's hair, you know, because mine looks like a little thread, you know. So I've always had thick hair, never had a problem with thinning hair, anything like that. And so I just poo-poo the idea. Nah, my hair's just fine. And so, but one day my daughter, I was leaning down and she had my camera or my phone. And so, oh, Dad, can I take a picture? Oh, sure. So I let her take a picture and I saw the picture later. I'm like, oh my gosh, I showed my wife. Jack, I told you. And so I want to let you know, Melody, I have a reasonable amount of hair, right?
Yeah, you do.
So, but on the crown of my head, it's definitely sun gets through there a little bit more. I get a little burning up there. So, I mean, there's hair there. It's not like I'm balding. You're all probably picturing in your mind what I look like. You can go to our website and you can see my picture there.
Yeah, he's on Facebook.com, Ultra Labs. We've got our pictures up.
You can, but now if people are going to call and say, can you like lean down so we can see the crown of your head? You know, yeah, great. So anyway, so that was me. I have the thinning crown of my head.
Okay, so my grandmother, you know, again, we talk about women and hair loss. A lot of people don't like to talk about it, but my grandmother had really thin hair. My father, from my grandmother, had very thin hair as well. My mother had super thick hair. It's so unfair. I totally didn't get her hair. So I've always had really fine and thin hair. And when I was about 19, I went into a hairstylist and said, I want my hair to be cut in that really cute little pixie cut that Winona Ryder had in Reality Bites. I don't know. Some of you will get that reference. Some of you may not.
I didn't get it, but so don't feel bad if you don't get it. But anyway.
So I went in to go get my hair cut, and the stylist stopped and she said, you know, honey, I probably shouldn't cut your hair that short in the back because it's a little thin back there and it might look like you're losing your hair. You know, she's like, you're a little thin back there. And I was devastated because I'm like, no, it's already beginning.
That's the last thing a woman probably wants to hear.
So apparently I have a pretty wicked cowlick going on back there, but my hair is definitely thin. And I've definitely enjoyed the surge of hormones through the pregnancy that have thickened my hair. So there you go.
All right. Well, we're quickly running out of time here. So we just want to remind you, you can always check us out on crossroadsofhealthradio.com. crossroadsofhealthradio.com, and there you can connect to shopnaturalproducts.com, our affiliate website that carries all our products. You can connect to ultralaboratories.com. You can call us, you can email us, questions at crossroadsofhealth.net. What is the phone number, Melody, real quick?
424-703-4150. 424-703-4150.
Okay, and we gotta go. So we'll see you next week. Please tune in to listen to us again. Bye for now.